hurts. He was my best friend.
Erica Fikes is talking about her father, Philip Anderson. She's his youngest daughter. Anderson was arrested in Tuscaloosa in early February last year. Prosecutors say he missed a child support hearing. A week later, he was dead.
We went down thinking that he was fine because the chief told us that he was fine.
That's Kimberly Coates, Anderson's sister.
And we went to the hospital, and that's when the doctors told us that he had passed away.
Coates says jail officials didn't call her to say there was any trouble. Anderson's fellow inmates saw him unconscious, took his cell phone, and called the family.
His screams were not only ignored and rejected, he was belittled. He was called a faker and a malingerer.
Attorney David Schoen is representing the Anderson family in a lawsuit. He alleges the staff at the Tuscaloosa County Jail sat and watched as Anderson screamed in pain from a bleeding ulcer. When he finally received medical attention, it was too late. Anderson is not alone in Alabama.
Guys have died in lockup, beating on their door. Seriously.
Abdullah Mumin now lives in Tuscaloosa. He spent 28 years in Alabama prisons across the state.
You're trying to get this guy's attention in this cubicle and get him to see what's up. And they up in there laughing or playing on their phone, and you die in your cell because this guard didn't want to open your door.
The Southern Poverty Law Center and the Alabama Disabilities Advocacy Program are among the groups suing the Alabama Department of Corrections over inmate health care.
Prisoners are dying. Prisoners with serious mental health problems are killing themselves.
Richard Cohen of the SPLC says he wants specific things from the lawsuit.
First, ensure that people who are behind bars get a basic level of care, as the Supreme Court says that they must. Secondly, we hope that our lawsuit encourages the state to continue to reduce its unconscionably high levels of incarceration.
We have a requirement, and it's one that we take very, very seriously, to address and meet the medical needs of our inmates.
Jefferson Dunn is the commissioner of the Alabama Department of Corrections. He agrees that overcrowding is a major issue when it comes to providing medical care. But Dunn says he thinks the care they provide is adequate.
We handle the entire gamut that you can imagine, from very routine all the way up to some of the most serious medical trauma, emergency, this particular population as a group tends not to be as healthy as an average population that's not within the system. And so, yes, I do think they are receiving adequate medical care.
Alongside the lawsuit, the Southern Poverty Law Center released a report in June of 2014 called Cruel Confinement. It details their investigation into the medical and mental health offerings in Alabama's state prisons. Maria Morris is the lead prosecutor on the case for the SPLC. She says one of the most striking things from that report was the way the Alabama Department of Corrections has handled infectious disease outbreaks.
There is no one responsible for infection control in most facilities. And one of the things we see as a result is an extraordinarily high level of tuberculosis.
Morris says one tuberculosis outbreak lasted for 5 years.
They had an outbreak of tuberculosis in 2010, and you can track strains of tuberculosis. And the outbreak that occurred in 2010 at Donaldson was still going on at different prisons in 2015, which means that they were unable to eradicate that particular outbreak of tuberculosis. And that's an extraordinarily long time for any outbreak to last in a prison system.
Morris is referring to the Donaldson Correctional Facility, just west of Birmingham. Caring for mentally ill inmates is another key element of the lawsuit and another sore spot in Alabama's prisons. ADOC Commissioner Dunn says it's a major priority.
We have a very strong focus on mental health care. We have an entire staff of mental health professionals, from counselors all the way up to psychiatrists. We do residential treatment in a couple of our facilities.
Because there are so few mental health professionals on staff with the Department of Corrections, the caseloads get overwhelming. And Morris says it's the patients that suffer.
Some of them have caseloads of over 200 people. As a result, the counseling that they provide is really much more of a check-in. It's, you know, 5 or 10 minutes a month for people who have schizophrenia saying, how are you doing? Are you doing okay on your meds? Everything good? Okay.
But former prisoner Abdullah Mumin says you might not even get that.
They're in lockup. So that means that for them to see the psychiatrist, they got to have an appointment scheduled. So they're going to handcuff and shack you and take you up here to the front office to have a sit down and talk. But sometimes they don't even do that. They're lying.
Then this happened.
Live from WIAT 42 News with coverage you can count on.
A federal judge grants class action status to a lawsuit filed by Alabama inmates. They claim the state isn't providing adequate mental health treatments.
U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson granted class action status to the mental health portion of the lawsuit. Thompson says mental health professionals told the Department of Corrections they needed more staff, but the DOC refused to pay for it. Judge Thompson says that constitutes deliberate indifference. When asked to comment directly on the case, DOC Commissioner Dunn declined.
The judicial process needs to work itself out, and we'll just want to be as respectful of that process as we can as we work out these issues. Yeah.
It's unclear how Judge Thompson will rule in terms of health and mental health care in Alabama's prisons. One thing's for sure, though. If you find yourself in the custody of the Alabama Department of Corrections, it might be a good idea not to get sick. I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News.